Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
One hell of a weekend for you, my friend. What happened in Lawrence?
Nothing.
Other than you lost your voice.
I got a little bit of drainage going on. No, I'm fine. We had the best weekend.
I'm fine.
Drainage. Is that what we're going to call that?
it was my daughter's very last KU Moms weekend.
Good.
And boy, did we blow that sucker out.
did you take Lawrence by the throat and just say, stay down?
At one point, all I know is we were at the wheel and we heard last call for alcohol. And I looked over and I go, oh my God.
Wait, that's 2 o'clock in the
morning.
What
time is it? I have not been up since 2 o'clock in the morning, I think, since I gave birth. I don't stay up late. I certainly don't stay up late in a bar. But we're singing and we're dancing in there, and they played the Grease soundtrack, and I lost track of time.
Grady Dick showed up.
Oh, my God. Some of the KU basketball players were there, and I'm like,
at the wheel?
We're going to need a selfie with the moms.
At the wheel?
Yes. He walked right by. God bless him.
I remember when the wheel was sort of like that was where you went when you were under 21.
No, it's definitely over 21 now.
It's changed now?
It's definitely the upperclassman bar, yeah, and she's a senior. So I did not realize he is in the NBA now.
Grady Dick?
Yeah,
that's what happens when you leave KU.
Right.
You go to the draft and then you get...
God bless him. He looks like he's 16 years old. I'm like, they're going to hurt you, young man, when you get into the NBA.
What are you doing to protect yourself?
Be careful. They're going to harm you. Just the cutest little thing. We got the cutest little picture with him.
And who else? You met Hunter Dickinson?
Yeah, he walked right by. He's like 9 feet tall. I'm like, you play basketball, don't you?
Were you not able to secure a picture with Hunter Dickinson?
No, I was like, we should let them alone. Let them have a good time.
You didn't leave Grady Dick alone.
Well, he was a little bit closer in proximity than Hunter was. But, you know,
did you have a good time?
I did. You do kind of feel bad for those boys. They can't go anywhere because, I mean, they're 9 feet tall. It's like super obvious when they walk in who they are.
Okay.
Heads touch the ceiling.
I'm like,
that's a basketball player.
Okay.
No, it was a good time. It was a good time.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
We had a good time. Had the gang over yesterday for a barbecue.
Yep. Sorry I missed that. Was still in bed.
No, it's all right. Sam showed up. Grayson was there. Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby showed up.
Yes.
And so we celebrated T's and Heather's birthday yesterday.
It looked like
and
a good
yeah,
time.
Yeah, we had brats and burgers. It was a good time. It was a really, really good time.
Good. That makes me happy.
So we all sat on the back patio and
which, by the way, I feel
told
horrible.
War stories.
I showed up late because I had to work yesterday.
That's right.
And I feel horrible because I had no idea we were celebrating anybody's birthday. And I walked in and walked right past T, just like, hey, how you doing?
It's all right.
Didn't know it was her birthday.
That's okay.
I felt so bad when I found out like 5 minutes later that we were there celebrating a birthday.
Well, we were celebrating two because Heather across the street,
yes.
Her birthday was yesterday. And then T's birthday was last week when we were in Mexico. And so, yeah, we were just barbecuing and having some birthdays.
You know this, Sam. Without Facebook, I would miss every single person's birthday in my life. Like, probably not my children, but even then, maybe. Like, if there's not a reminder on Facebook that's like, today's so-and-so's birthday, I'm like, meh.
By the way, tell the story about when you got to Lawrence on Friday and the T-shirts.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my word.
I'm going to allow the other moms to rip this off because already people have asked me, can I please rip that off? Because it was
so funny.
All of the senior girls in Sophie's senior graduating class either asked friends of ours for the most hilarious, mortifying photo of us in college. And Libby and Carrie delivered, let me just tell you.
So Sophie had the picture of you when you were Miss Junior Kansas.
Whatever it was. All of the moms, when we showed up, the girls were all wearing these hilarious white T-shirts with blown up photos of mom on it from like 1992.
And the hair back then.
And
I mean, that
hair,
picture was 85%
Scott, the hair was bigger than your face.
Do you remember though, back in like 1990, like we all aquanetted, we like flung our hair over, we teased it to the sky.
Hair due to the moon.
So please rip that off for your next like senior girl thing, because we showed up and hit the floor laughing, and each mom's photo was worse than the last one. I mean, you know, the That's one where awesome. You're like leaning on a tree in your like high school senior photo.
How about this one? How about this one?
Yes. The contemplative on your wrist. There was one that the mom was doing that on her wrist, like looking over here, like, I don't know what we were thinking about.
I'm 18 years old, and I'm about to solve the world's problem.
Yeah, when did the 1,000-yard stare become a popular pose for pictures?
We took those out to the bars Friday night. Oh, my God. Even the bouncers were like, wow.
Did you show your KUID?
I did not. Well, one night I did, but not the second night.
What? No, whoa.
That's just the gift that keeps on giving. I forgot my wallet the second night.
Okay, but on the night that you did show your KUID, how did that go over?
I always say to the bouncer, would you like to see my KUID? And
I would not.
What? And they go, yeah. Then they see that hair and they go, wow. Because the hair, you're right, took up the top third of that photograph. Easily.
The hair is as big as your face.
Yeah, easily it took up the top third.
Also, a quick correction from the text line. Last call in Lawrence is 2:30.
Okay. Yep. Whatever that was.
Is that true?
It was so late we couldn't get Taco Bell Uber Eats to the condo.
You couldn't get diarrhea?
Yeah. And we tried. That pattern was full.
Mm-hmm. And you thank yourself for it.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, ask me anything.
All right. Taco Bell's not a client, so I don't care.
No.
What is it with you and late night drinking and Taco Bell?
I don't know. It just always sounds so good.
It does not sound
good. No, and then the next day you're like, why? Like the Nancy Kerrigan. Why? Why did I do that?
Taco Bell is a disaster decision.
It is. On top of other disaster decisions. We came home, watched Bridesmaids, and passed out on the couch. That's what we did. No Taco Bell.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. What do we got coming up?
We have a bunch in the stack today. At some point, we do need to talk about just briefly the records that Taylor Swift smashed over the weekend. One of our local police departments has released a nod to law enforcement and some of those songs that has gone viral. It is the funniest thing I have ever seen. I'm not going to tell you which police department, but you know, everyone's kind of getting in on the Taylor Swift, like, because if you post something and it's funny, it will go viral.
Okay.
And one of the police departments did, and I'm just going to give you a taste of it. They took one lyric from all 31 songs and framed it through the eyes of law enforcement. So the hit song Fortnite, this is the lyric. I want to kill her. Reply, murder is illegal.
Okay.
And they get funnier from there. I'll give you one more from
it's a great song.
Poets Department. The lyric is, quote, throwing spikes in the road. Police Department, we can do that. You can't.
You cannot. We can do that. You cannot.
But Daddy, I love him, quote, I'd rather burn my whole life down. Reply, arson. Also illegal.
A felony.
We will give them proper credit later on Dayton and Parks because it's so funny.
That's funny.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.